You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you're listening to the Top News Podcast. From the ups and downs in the market, Prime Minister Modi's quad meet in the US, to the latest on the third COVID wave. I'm back here with the top updates from India and around the world. Let's get started with the top headlines of September 21st, and as we progress, I'll share more details. First up, Maharashtra's health minister says that there is no indication of a third COVID wave anywhere in the state. Meanwhile, in the market, Sensex reclaimed the 59,000 mark at close, whereas Nifty topped 17,550. Well, you can breathe a sigh of relief as a report suggests that average salary hikes may touch pre-pandemic levels in 2022. On the other hand, another report says that employers are keen on hiring freshers in the second half of 2021. I'll also tell you about Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the US this week, where he'll also meet the US Vice President Kamala Harris. On the health front, Pfizer and BioNTech have said that the trial results show that their COVID vaccine is safe for children aged 5 to 11 years. Well, did you know that the chips, biscuits and other packed foods that you consume may soon come with a warning label? Yes, you heard that right. But more details on that later. First up, let's take a look at news on the COVID front. Days after Mumbai Mayor Kishori Pednekar had said that the third wave of COVID is already here in the city, Maharashtra Health Minister Rajesh Tope says that there is no immediate indication of a third wave anywhere in the state. He, however, said that there could be a spike in cases post the festive season and that the pace of vaccination must increase. According to the minister, Maharashtra is administering 13 to 14 lakh COVID vaccine doses daily, and the government is targeting to administer 15 to 20 lakh doses each day. Meanwhile, global pharma major Pfizer and BioNTech say that the trial results of their COVID vaccine show that it is safe and produced robust neutralizing antibody response in children aged 5 to 11 years. The companies plan to submit these data to the US Food and Drug Administration, European Medicines Agency and other regulators as soon as possible. Next up, let's take a look at the market. Indian equity benchmarks rebounded today to recoup most of the losses in the past 2 days. This was helped by buying across most sectors. Gains in IT, metal, pharma and select financial stocks lifted the market, though losses in auto counters played a spoilsport. The Sensex index rose 500 points to close at 59,000 and the broader Nifty 50 index settled at 17,560, up over 150 points. All eyes are now on the updates from Federal Reserve's upcoming policy meeting, which begins later in the day. Investors the world over will closely monitor Fed Chair Jerome Powell's remarks as the US Central Bank is likely to lay the groundwork for an eventual tapering of its massive bond buying program. Moving on to salary hike and hiring trends in India. A survey has revealed that as economic activity picked up after states eased COVID curves, 92% companies in India extended average increments of 8% in 2021. The latest Workforce and Increments Trends survey by Deloitte suggests that going forward, firms in India are expected to give an average salary increment of 8.6%, up from 8% in 2021 and 4.4% in 2020, when just 60% of the companies had extended a pay hike. In fact, about 25% of the surveyed companies said that they planned to extend a double-digit increment to employees in 2022. In some good news for freshers, a report suggests that your chances of getting hired may be high in the second half of 2021 because companies are keen on getting you on board. According to a TeamLease report, about 21 to 31% of the 661 surveyed companies in several sectors including IT, e-commerce, telecommunication, tech startups, healthcare, and pharmaceuticals are looking to hire freshers. The report says that fresher hiring intent across sectors has improved to 17% in the second half of 2021 from 15% in the first half of the year that was marred by the COVID-19 pandemic. Next up, a look at PM Modi's scheduled trip to the US. US Vice President Kamala Harris will meet PM Modi on September 23rd, that is, a day before the maiden bilateral meet between him and President Joe Biden and the Quad Summit at the White House. Biden will host Modi for the first in-person bilateral meeting on September 24th. Then, later on that day, Biden will host the first ever in-person Quad Leaders Summit at the White House with Modi, Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga, and Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison. Moving on, you could soon see a warning label up front on the chips or biscuits packet that you eat. It's because the Food Safety and Standards Authority of India is working on introducing front-of-pack labeling for packaged foods to curb consumption of junk food. Front-of-pack labeling is a nutrition labeling system where information about the nutrients and their quality is presented upfront on a food package in a simpler manner. FSSAI CEO Arun Singhal has said that obesity is becoming a problem in India, especially among children and the youth, at a time when consumption of packaged foods is on the rise. So, there is a need for information to be displayed on packaged foods in a simpler manner about the impact of their consumption so that consumers are able to make an informed choice. With that, we end this podcast, but before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any suggestion or query, do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top headlines of the day. Until then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com. Thank you for listening.